Parshas Vaera, Beis Tfila, Tovshin Ein Vav. I'd like to start off with a medical issue about brain malfunction. A certain disease that appears in this week's parsha. It's a spiritual disease that affects mankind. Brain malfunction. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to comfort the Bnei Yisrael. They're going through a very hard time. The quota is the same as before, but now no straw is provided. They're suffering terribly. Vaydaber Moshe Kain El Bnei Yisrael. He tells them Hashem's message that everything will be taken care of, you'll be redeemed. V'roishamu El Moshe Mikoytze Ruach U'mavoida Kosha. They couldn't hear what Moshe had to say. Mikoytze Ruach U'mavoida Kosha, says Rashi. A person who is suffering, he has a short breath. Ma'avoida Kosha, they had a Koytze Ruach. They couldn't hear what Moshe had to say. Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Leimor. This is all in Perek Vav. No, you spoke to them. Now go and speak to Paroi. Boy Dabel Paroi Melech Mitzrayim Vayishlach Vayishalach Es Bnei Yisrael Me'atzai. Go and speak to Paroi. Now give him the message to send the people away. Vaydaber Moshe Lefnei Hashem Leimor. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paroi, says to Hashem. Hein Bnei Yisrael lo shomu elai. If Am Yisrael didn't listen to me, veichishmoeini Paroi. So how can Paroi listen to me? Says Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the point of me going to speak to Paroi? If Bnei Yisrael didn't listen to me, so kal v'chomer that Paroi won't listen to me. Says Rashi, zeh echod me'asora kal v'chomer shebatoira. There are 10 kal v'chomers in the Torah, recorded in the Torah. This is one of them. A kal v'chomer, says Moshe Rabbeinu, if Bnei Yisrael didn't listen to me, kal v'chomer Paroi won't listen to me. And the shaila is, I'm quoting from the Or Yoel. Or Yoel was a Bleib Chasman. He was Mashkiach in Hebron. He has a sefer called Or Yoel. Rav Shach, before he'd speak, he would learn his Sfarim. Asked Or Yoel two questions. What's the raya? What type of kal v'chomer is this? There's a pircha to this kal v'chomer. Well, you tell me. This is a very, 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 very loose kal v'chomer. Why? Oh, it says in the Torah. Why didn't they so listen? Mikoytze ruach ma'avoda kasha. They're being whipped. They're being hurt. They were suffering. They couldn't hear. Mikoytze ruach. What's the right to Paroi? Paroi was in the throne. He was having a great time. He was the king. What's the riot? He's not going to listen. There's no riot from Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael have koytze ruach, v'lei shomu, ma'avoy de kosho. They couldn't hear it. What's the right to Paroi? Zayfrek to Bleib Chasman. Number two, what tak is pshat? Why did Am Yisrael hear it? We already learned in Perek Dalet Pasuk Lamed Dalet, v'yamein hom, v'yishmu ki pokad Hashem es b'Yisrael. Am Yisrael did recognize, they did believe, they knew that they'd be redeemed. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to speak to them, they believed him. So why is it now they can't believe him anymore? Because things get difficult, so what? So you lose your emunah. Says Ableib, what does it mean? Koytze ruach. Says the Sfarno. The Sfarno describes what is koytze ruach. The Sfarno says koytze ruach v'lo nosnu leiv lizboinin. They couldn't contemplate. They couldn't be mizboinin to what Moshe had to say. Koytze ruach means a lack of a disability to contemplate, to observe what's happening. Says a Blape, this is a spiritual disease that people can live in situations where they have conflicts, internal conflicts within themselves, where they live a life of contradiction, but they, since they suffer from koitzer ruach, they're not misbeinen, and therefore they stay that way with contradictions in their life. The arch example for this is Paroi. In Perek Zayin Pasuk Tesvav, Moshe goes out to meet Paroi. Hashem says, "Hine yoytze hamayma." You'll find him by the water. Why is Paroi by the water? Says Rashi, he went there, Linkobov. He is a human being, and he went to excuse himself, to relieve himself. Eloiha. He made himself into a dog, into a god, and he pretended. So therefore, he once a day he'd go out to the river to relieve himself. Must have been quite pressurizing. Depends how much you eat and drink. Better watch yourself. Don't drink too much, because it's long wait till tomorrow morning. But that's what Paroi did. We're dealing with a wise person. Paroi was the king of Mitzrayim. He was no fool. And he lived a life where he's living a life and he's pretending to be a god. He's holding himself back for 23 hours a day. He's holding himself back. Must be quite intense. And he's pretending to be a god. But who knows better than him that he ain't no god? He goes out. He knows that he goes out every morning. He knows that. So what? How do you live such a life? Who are you? Don't you see the contradiction in your life? How? Why and how are you pretending to be a god if you yourself know that you're a human being like everyone else? How can that be? How do you stay sane in such a situation where you have such a blatant contradiction to your own life? The answer is because there's a disease called koitzer ruach. A person doesn't think. You don't contemplate. You stay where you are, right? 23 hours of the day I'm a god, and 1 hour of the day I'm a human being. Don't think about it. Just go right. Keep on living that way. Don't worry about it. It's the koitzer ruach disease. We find in Chazal certain Rishoyim like Nimrod, where Chazal defined them as they knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu umiskavnim Nimrod boy. These are people who recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they knew who he was, and they wanted to rebel against him. Isn't that a contradiction? If you recognize Hashem is who Hashem is, that means you understand that he's running the world. You understand that we have no existence without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every second of our life, we're dependent on his support. So that's the case. How do you want to rebel against him? Isn't that a contradiction? Isn't that a stira? Don't you think? No. I have the disease called the koitzer ruach disease. Don't think. Don't be misbeinen. Just live your contradiction. You know Hashem is. And you act and you rebel against him. Don't worry about it. It's all covered. The koitzer ruach disease. Now the different levels of the disease. Some people get the disease sometimes, every so often. Some people, there's an external reason that gives them the disease. Some people becomes part of their life. Says Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is his Kal Vachomer. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Hein Bnei Yisrael Lo Shomu Elai. Bechi Shoenu Parai. If Bnei Yisrael, who they ma'aminim, the Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, then they're essentially they're healthy people. Right now they're suffering from the Koitzer Ruach disease. They're not misboinen. Why? Avodah Kasha. There's a reason for it. They have Koitzer Ruach, they have Avodah Kasha, they're going through a hard time, they can't hear it, they can't contemplate. So if Bnei Yisrael is suffering that disease, Azeich Yishmeinu Paroi, Paroi, he's mortally sick with his disease. That's why, what's the point going to him? He's not going to hear me. The big message is, it's something we have to be careful about. People, you can have smokers. They know it's detrimental to their health. They know it. You ask them, they'll tell you it's very bad. They know that they're killing themselves. No. So why do you smoke? The answer is, Koitzer Ruach disease. That once I take the cigarette, so now I'm not misbrainin. Now I'm having a good time. You know it's very bad for you. This cake is bad for your diet. You know it's lethal for you. You know it. So why do you take it? Pshatis. Koitzer Ruach disease. And Amis Bainan, we can live with contradictions in our life. If we think about it, we know it's wrong, but we just don't think. People can be hooked up. All sorts of things on their phones, on their computers. They can be spending time looking at things and watching things that they know. They'll tell you it's bad. They'll be made up and it's very bad. No. So why do you still open? Why do you still hook up into there? Koitzer Ruach. When the taiva comes, I have contradictions in my life. I don't think. Later on in the parasha, we meet the Mitzrim on Makas Arbe, the Makas Borod. The last Makkah, Moshe Rabbeinu warns the Mitzrim. You should know there's going to be a big Makkah. The boards, the hail is going to come down. Whoever, any sheep that will be left outside will be killed. Says the pasuk, Hayores dvar Hashem, Hayore dvar Hashem miavdei parahenis. The Mitzrim who feared Hashem, they hastily brought back the cattle inside, the sheep inside. Vashaloi som libor dvar Hashem. And once weren't some leave. Vayazov, they left them outside. And guess what happened? The Borod came. Now, let's think about it. The Torah is describing the two extremes. You have the Yores Vashem, the ones who fear God, they took the sheep inside, versus Asheloi Sam Liboel Vashem. They're not misbrainen. They don't take it to heart. Now let's think about it. If we would speak to our political advisors, we're Mitzrim. We don't believe Moshe. We don't. It's not the way we brought up. He's from our enemy. He's trying to take our slaves away. But we speak to our financial advisors. We'll ask them. What are the statistics? This guy says that it's going to be raining borod. There never was such a borod, and anything outside in the field will be wiped out. What are the statistics? It's going to happen. What would our financial advisors tell us? Never happened before. What would they tell us? Don't worry about it. Yeah, that's what they. If you that is but, that the but advice
they,
you would give?
But they already saw dumb spade. The amazing thing like that. I couldn't so sure.
I agree with Mordechai. Mordechai is giving them advice and say, look, this guy Moshe Rabbeinu, don't start up with him. Because 6 out of 6 times he's been right. He said to be dumb, that was dumb. He said Svadeya, it was Svadeya. Everything he's been saying is true. So whether you like him or you don't, you better be careful. Especially when you have nothing to lose. All you have to do, all Moshe has been telling you, that just take your sheep home. That's all he's saying. It doesn't even cost money. So anyone with seichel will be careful. You don't have to be convert, you don't have to become Jewish or get the blue to that zoot. All you have to do is just be careful and watch out your assets and take them home. And this is called the Yiras. That's called the Yiras Hashem. Hayaras Dvar Hashem. Versus, so who are the people in Mitzvah who didn't bring their sheep back home? Ashaloi Som Libo Dvar Hashem. What is that? They're not thinking. If they would think, you take it home, you have to be mad. You have to be pretty mad not to take it home. Pretty wild. Right? Can you imagine if there's a forecast, there's a big meteor, big explosion in space, and there'll be stones coming down? Whoever leaves his car outside will be smashed to smithereens. All you have to do, bring it into the garage. What percent of people would indeed park their car in the garage? Huh? You have a nice car. This is your car. All you have to do is take it in the garage. Because there's been a prediction that it'll be snowing with stones. No, you have nothing to lose. Yes? You're suggesting that they recognized they knew and they were committing suicide? They deliberately? That's what you're suggesting? Could you prove that from Psukim? It's not logical that people would do that. It's a private thing. You just have to take it back home. It's not a public statement.
It's your own private cattle.
Where does it come from, this idea? How is it? Logic says a guy who's 6 out of 6 times right and he's warning you again. Logic says be careful. You have nothing to lose by being careful. So where does it come from? It's the Kotzer Ruach disease, Rabbi Sai. It's Lo Yisam Lev. Don't think. If they'll think, be miscontemplate for sure, they'll take it home. We don't think. That's what it's about. Rabbi Saul Salanta would give a marshal of a cup of water. Everyone tells you this is mineral water. It's healthy spring water. There's one guy who says, don't drink it. It's sam hamoves. This is poisonous. No? Would you drink it? No. And what happens if the guy's a meshugana? The guy's, it's not really normal. And he says, but I'm telling you, there's sabab obvious inside. Most people will not drink it. Because, you know, just. Why should I take a risk? Why should I risk my life? Says Rabbi Saul Salanta. How could it be that people live their life where they're going against the Shulchan Aruch and they're 100% sure that they're fine? If there's any chance that you'll be punished one day, you should be careful. You should refrain from doing those things. How is it people, they live their whole life, because even if there's, it's not 100%, you're not 100% sure, you're only 90% sure, or 50% sure, or even 30% sure, you should still be careful. If you're only 10% sure that you won't be punished, or even 10% sure you will be punished, you should be careful. How is it people live their life after Abisrael? But the cup of water, even a meshugana will tell you it's poisonous. You be careful. How could it be if people live a life and they just don't care? This is the side. Not misbeinen, we don't contemplate, we don't think. Mekoytze ruach, we don't think. And therefore people live their life that way, without being careful, without thinking twice. Just finish off that we find this the idea of sam lev, of being misbeinen, is used for, we need to be misbeinen on our negative things. A person has to look out, what am I doing wrong? What do I have to take care of? It's also for our positive things. Person needs to be misbeinen, what are my good side, what are my strong side, where can I do good, where can I do better? It's also part of his beinenus, as the Mitzvah Yisrael tells us in Perek Gimel, that in Shara Zihirus we discuss as being misbeinen, cheshbon hanefesh being misbeinen, for our good, for our be careful to avoid our negative things, but also to improve our positive sides. It's also part of his beinenus. No, we should be zeicher to be saved from brain malfunction. It's all built on thinking, contemplating, observing. Don't live with contradictions in your life. Don't be in a situation of koitzer ruach. And b'zad Hashem will take care of all our contradictions in our life and improve ourselves in all other ways. Makas Tzfardeya. The Gemara in Pesachim Nun Gimel Amud Beis asks a question. Ma ra'u Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah shemosru atzma l'kedushas Hashem l'kipshon ha'ish. This is in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. There was an avodah zara that everyone had to bow down to, and Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah, they refused to bow down at the expense of being thrown into the kipshon ha'ish, into the furnace. What gave them the inspiration? What allowed them to do that? Says Rashi, there's a mitzvah of a chai b'hem. A person is supposed to stay alive. Who allows you to be in a situation you'll be thrown in the kipshon eish? Where did they learn it from? This is a mitzvah of a chai b'hem. Answer the Gemara, they learned it out from the frogs of Mitzrayim, from the tzfardim. Because it says in our pasuk, in Perek Zayin, pasuk Chav Gimel, Chav Zayin, Basharat Hayor Tzfardeim, the frogs will come up. They'll come up beveisecha, in your houses, ubechadar mishkovcha, in your bedrooms, val mitasecha, in your beds, ubeveisavodecha, in the house of your slaves, uvamecha, in your nation, ubesanurecha, in your oven, and in your food. Now, is the oven hot or cold? What oven are we discussing? Hot or cold? Says the Gemara. Since it says food together with the oven, when is the food next to the oven? When the oven has been stoked, when the oven is hot. The Tzfardim, they went into the hot oven. Said Hanani Mishav Azariah Kal B'Choymer, if the Tzfardim were not mitzvahs Hashem Akidush Hashem, they jumped into the boil, into the hot oven, we are mitzvah Akidushas Hashem, for sure we'll go into the furnace. And that was their source of Hanani Mishav Azariah. Good.
Animals don't have seichel.
Oh, you're asking this is good China. Where's the p'chira? I mean, they don't have p'chira anyway, right? Good question. That's a very good question. We have to say that they have a sar, they have a malach. Even it says even a blade of grass has a malach shomelok dal that tells it to grow. It's apparently their malach sort of was involved. Apparently, ask Tosfos. What do you mean? What's the most question? What made them see to go into the kipshon ha'esh? It's avodah zara. What's haste? Avodah zara. You have to kill yourself for. You need to learn from the frogs. That's a chiyuv. That's a avoid a zara. This is after matan Torah. Avoid a zara. You have to give yourself your life up. Answers the re. True, it was avoid a zara, but they could have run away. Hanani Mishra and Azaria didn't have to hang around. They could have disappeared. They chose to stay, to be captured, to stand in front of Nebuchadnezzar. He says, bow down. And they will refuse. They should be killed. That was their choice. And what do you see from the frogs? Ask the Maril Diskin. What's the right from the frogs? The frogs were commanded to go into the oven. What's the raya? They were commanded to go in. You could have run away. Says Maril Diskin. It's true that the frogs, both in Klali, the species, the frogs were commanded generally, they have to go in the ovens. But who says me? That frog. Why should I go in the oven? Let that frog go in the oven. Each frog could have jumped out. Could have leaped out of going in the oven, but instead they chose to go in. Therefore, Hanan Mishra v'Azaria, they chose to go into the Kibshanesh. Fine. So what after we've learned all this, we see the frogs, they had a choice not to go into the oven, and some of them went in the oven to be burnt. Yes? I'm getting. Good point. So I want to take a step back and let's try and enter the frogs' minds. We're not watching the frogs. There are some frogs who are going into the bedroom. There's some frogs going to the kitchen. There's some frogs going into the bed. And there's some frogs who are jumping into a boiling furnace oven. Who has it easy and who has it hard? If they would ask us, what do you recommend? I would suggest either the kitchen, sounds like Geschmack, lots of food happening over there, or alternatively, bedroom, and even better, the bed. Nice Egyptian, there's nice carpets in the room, warm blankets, duvets, you know it. Nice pillow, Geschmack, and get in there. Have a good time. I wouldn't recommend jumping in the oven. Pretty, you get burnt. I mean, if you're a big tzaddik, you're a regular frog. I wouldn't recommend to jump in the oven. You'll be burnt. Rabbi Tzai, I saw the Baal HaTurim, and I realized I made a big mistake. Says the Baal HaTurim, this week's parasha, is the Baal HaTurim. Do you know why Hanani and Mishael of Azari got saved? What schus did they have to be saved? They came out of the oven alive. You know what the schus was? Because they were moisa nefesh to be killed, and that's what allowed them to be saved. And do you know where we learn this from? From the frogs themselves. Says the Baal HaTurim. It says later on, when the makkah was finished, it says, V'yamusa atzfardeim min abatim, at the end of the makkah, it says they died. It doesn't say tanurim. Do you know why? It says the Baal HaTurim. Do you know why? Because the ones in the tanur, they stayed alive. All the rest died. But the ones in the tanur, who mekadesh em shamayim, they're the ones who stayed alive. That's why Hanani, Mishael v'Azaria stayed alive, because they gave their life up for Hashem, so they stayed alive. And who wasn't Mekadosh Hashem? Who was not Mekadosh Hashem and didn't stay alive? Says the Baal HaTurim, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, they weren't Mekadosh Hashem. Ya'an lo imantim bilagdisheini, they didn't stay alive. They died in the Midbar, didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. The frogs who Mekadosh Hashem, they gave their life up for Kiddush Hashem. And Hanani Mishael v'Azaria, who gave their life up, they stayed alive. Rabbi said, what are we learning? Oh, unbelievable. So who's the lucky frog? Who's the unlucky frog? The frog in the bed, he's unlucky because he's going to die. And the frog in the boiling oven, he's going to live. Lamadnu mikan. That when we think we lose out by doing a mitzvah, we're losing out by doing Ratzon Hashem, it's all an illusion. Be'emes you gain. We think, if I stay to the end of davening, I don't run out in the middle, you'll lose out. Mistake. You think, if we get out of bed on time, we don't come late for davening, then I won't feel well, v'chule, v'chule. I'll sleep another 5 minutes. It's all the hepech. But let me go back to Koitzer Ruach. This is an example of Koitzer Ruach. We all know it's wrong to come. We all know you have to come on time. We all know that davening is important. We all know we should come on time to davening. But we don't, necessarily. That's Koitzer Ruach. And back off topic. So this is the biggest yesoid. When you do things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't lose out. That's the yesoid. And therefore the ones in the bed, they did lose out. The ones who went, Moisa Nefesh, are the ones who gained. But now I want to relate to Rabbi Nissim's point. Rabbi Daniel Nissim. In Shut Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Beis Simen Kuvav, discussing about an ear, that there's a gzeira. The people in the ear, there's a gzeira on Avaras Hadas. Let's bring this down into our life. You're living in a city in Iraq and it's about to be conquered by the IS. What are they called? What? ISIS. About to conquer the city. Whoever doesn't accept their faith will be faithfully killed. And therefore, you have a question. Should I run away to save my life? I could escape. I could avoid this. Should I run away and save my life? Or should I dafka stay to mikadosh Shem Shomayim? I'll stay. They'll kill me because I'm a Jew. And so I'll be zoich to mikadosh Shem Shomayim. Should I stay or should I run away? Do I have to run away? Because otherwise, it's like committing suicide. Or I should dafka stay to mikadosh Shem Shomayim. As we find by Rabbi Akiva, by the way, the Gemara Brachas HaMechara from the base tells us when Rabbi Akiva was being brought out to be killed, it was Man Kriya Shema, and they were combing his flesh with iron combs. They were peeling his flesh off. And Rabbi Akiva was saying Kriya Shema. And his Talmidim asked him, Ad Khan, how could you be saying Kriya Shema at such the last moments of your life? Omar lehem, kol yome iti mitzdara posuk zeh, b'chol nafshecho, afilu noiter es nafshecho. Whenever I would say the posuk, Hashem, we give our life up for Hashem, amalti, mosa yovi, yoveli yodi v'akeimenu. I desired and wished to fulfill this posuk. This I wanted to happen. So it's something we should want to happen. Give up your soul. So maybe the Shvus Yaakov was asked, if there's a city where they're about to baptize the whole city and any Jew will be left behind, will be there, will be killed if he refuses to baptize, should we run away and save our life, or should we stay and give our life up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do you say? So we should run away to save your life. What, any other ideas? Sounds like he wanted to. This ain't good. Any other ideas? Anyone? Should we stay or should we run away? What?
Says the
Shmos Yaakov, Lichura, we learn from here you have to stay. You should stay. Why? We learned from the Hanani, the Gemara asks, Hanani Misha Vazaria, what for, why did they, why were they Moshe Nefesh? Why aren't they Bechai Behem? They learned from the frogs. Ask Toysus, what do you mean, Avoid Azara? Of course you have to be Moshe Nefesh. Why do you have to, learn from the frogs? Answer Toysus, because they couldn't run away, and they chose not to run away, they learned from the frogs. The frogs could also run away. There was no one forcing the frog to jump in the oven. I could have gone to the bedroom. They learned from the frogs who chose to go into the oven. So they also chose to go to Kifshan Aish. Says the Shmos Yaakov Lichura, we should choose to stay. We should choose to give up our life for Kiddush Hashem. Don't run away. Lichura, what? For kiddush, not stam v'kochan. This is for kiddush Hashem, not stam v'kochan sakana. Here we are. Here we found it. Here we found Hanani Mishav Azariah. They could have disappeared, and they chose to stay and be confronted by Nebuchadnezzar. They should tell them to bow down to the idol, and they would refuse and be get killed. Saying good, very good. What? Sorry?
What about like Elkanah?
Wasserman?
Yeah.
That was?
He could have stayed in America.
He chose to go back.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear.
Well, he didn't know.
Yeah, he knew he was going to get killed? Okay. Lemaisa, the Rivosh says it's not the case. Quotes the Rambam. Whoever has the ability to run away from danger and doesn't run, he gets punished. And the whole reason why in Purim that they were chayv misa because they mashtachave to the tzelem. So the reason was because they could have run away. That's why they were punished. They should have run away. So what's pshat in Hanani Misha Vazaria? It was a unique situation. As the quotes of Medrash. Imagine Shia Ashirim, Parashat Zayin, that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they came to ask Daniel, should we bow down or not? Daniel said, go and speak to Yechezkel. They went to Yechezkel, should we bow and asked him, should we bow down or not? So I'll speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, so Yechezkel told them, I received from my Rebbe Yeshayo the passage that says, Chavi kimat rega ad ya'avor zam. Hide. Avoid confrontation. You should hide. Don't. Why are you getting into this? They tell him, if we don't bow down, if we don't get into this, it will come at all the nations of the world are all bowing down to Nebuchadnezzar. There's a tremendous Chil Hashem that we want to be there, and at least there should be one nation who won't bow down. So Yechezkel went to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, they should not think I'm going to save them. Yechezkel came back crying to them. He said, why are you crying? He said, because Hashem says not going to save you. You can't rely on him to save you. They said, we don't mind. Whether he'll save us, we won't save us. We want to be Moshe Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. And after they left, Hashem came to Yechezkel and told them, I will look after them. I just didn't want them to know that. So anyway, this is a unique situation with a special, special Kiddush Hashem. A situation where the whole world is bowing down to Nebuchadnezzar. In such a unique situation, a person is allowed to choose to do Kiddush Hashem. But then a chinami, a regular person, should avoid confrontation. If it comes our way, we have to be moisa nefesh, b'chol nafshecha. But we should be avoiding confrontation. No. Our next year we'll be discussing about, is there such a thing as ha kosem haredi? Have watching magical shows, is it permitted to make magic? To have magicians, is that permitted to do those magical tricks, to watch them, to invite them, is there any hetzer, is there osser, is it mutter? That will be our next share in a few minutes. We should be zeichet, have a wonderful week. We should all should not be affected from the koitzer ruach disease. We should be misbein and see what we're doing, make sure to strengthen our strong parts, to avoid our negative parts, not to live a life in contradiction. And we should zeichet mikadosh shem shamayim, avoid confrontation, but if it does come our way, indeed we will be strong. And remember, you don't lose out from doing Ratzon Hashem. The ones who were Moisa Nefesh were the ones who survived. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.